Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL. And three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $140 a month for 36 months with $2,840 due at signing. Or get up to $2,000 total cash. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or buyhyundai.com today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Attention homeowners, I've told you before, and if you missed out, I'm telling you again, rates are dropping to another historic low. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Why pay more if you don't have to? Whether you're buying a home or refinancing, we can do this with no closing costs. That's right, no points, no fees. Even if you refinanced in the last year, we can still probably save you money. So don't delay.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818.
All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to find out how you can save hundreds or thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62. The only way you can lose money is not to call Westland Financial.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-809-7818. That's 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. 1-800-809-7818. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to someone who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-452-1635. That's 1-800-452-1635. Call 1-800-452-1635.
Bears lose to the Seahawks. Get a full recap of the game and a look ahead to their next game versus the Raiders on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock. And from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Let's start with some baseball, as Cubs owner Tom Ricketts was on with Mully and Hanley this morning, and he says getting into the postseason is nice, but the Cubs, they have higher aims.
This weekend, seeing the guys, hanging out with the guys, feeling the energy we have in the clubhouse, the great chemistry we have, how much the players really do care for each other and play for each other. It's just great. But once again, we're just, you know, our goal's not to be the second wild card forever. Our goal is to win the World Series.
And if or when that happens, that party might shut this city down. By the way, the Cubs do host the Royals at Wrigley tonight. And Jonathan Papelbon has dropped his appeal of a 3-game suspension for hitting Baltimore's Manny Machado last week. And good thing, because right now his Washington teammates probably hate his guts. And apparently so does management, because they suspended him the final 4 games. And like Hawk Harrelson would say, he's gone for the season. In pro football, we have the Green Bay Kansas City game here on The Score tonight, and here at the Advocate Center, it's Media Day, which usually fetches a news item or two concerning the Bulls. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by the Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score, also 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, David Schuster. Thank you to Barry Rosner for sitting in as we were without Jason Goff, who is ill and hopefully back tomorrow.
Bears made him sick.
It's entirely possible. Tomorrow on the show, Rodney Harrison for his regular weekly. Sorry, Rodney Harrison. Antrell Roll for a weekly appearance. Joe Madden for a weekly appearance. And Adam Kramer, Kegs and Eggs from Bleacher Report on some college football stuff as well. Thank you to our guests today, Big Cat Williams and Hub Arkish. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, great job, man. Kevin Zipak, thanks so much. Also, for helping out. And I will tell you that this segment of Transition is being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS as we bring in Dan Bernstein and Terry Bors. When Jim Nantz expressed that it was the two-minute warning, felt like the wrong word. It was like, here's a promise, a tease.
Two-minute celebration.
A two-minute tease. Soon you will be free. I left the game early.
I went out.
You did?
I did. I wish I could have.
It was a tough day to actually stick with it for the rest of the way.
I mean, I taped it, but then I came home and erased it. I never watched another moment of it.
It's become a nihilistic experience in that it means nothing. That it's so hard to tell. For me, the existential Bears problem, regardless of outcome, regardless of their record this year, for me, it's how do I connect anything happening now, however you want to describe it, with something material going forward. Because there are players here who they need now, and you're concerned if they're hurt or not, who probably aren't going to figure into the future. And I don't know how you can run, how you can develop. Say you start David Fales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Yeah, well, you might as well.
But you need a minimally functioning offense and a base level, like replacement level quarterback, to even have an offense that's helping develop others.
So just counting guys, because that's what we did right away in the first segment. You start counting guys. All right, who's going to be here? Who do we got? How many people do we have? But you're saying it's difficult to even do that because without a real quarterback.
I don't know what they're trying. And if you're trying to just lose slower now and your risk calculus is such that we're gonna try to ugly it up and we'll be down 6-0 at half, dude, and just try to win each next game,
that's what this was. I was amazed at there. It seemed like the goal was just to not be embarrassed,
right? But I don't know. Correct. How does that get you closer to winning a Super Bowl?
It does. Well,
you just
maybe
have to,
it does. I want to hear it from Fox. And for all the harumphing,
he's not going to tell you that.
But today, 2:15, it's fine. I would like him to be forced to not answer. Then somebody say, John, how does what we're seeing now connect to the Bears winning later, or how what matters now? And not just winning football games. You try to win every game. I really want to know what they're thinking. He'll never tell us. But when he and Ryan Pace sit down, how are they making these connections?
They don't sit down anymore.
Do they believe that if they can squeak out a win or two, squeak out a couple of wins, then whoever's here will get the benefit of seeing, hey, we know what we're doing and we can win a couple games?
I don't know. I'm not sure what they're saying internally.
You're going to win more than four.
I don't know that that applies in the NFL. I don't know that that's even, I don't even know if that's something you need. What you need is playmakers. I think you need playmate. You need some. They are so lacking talent on both sides of the ball. Look, Durkin and I did this. You've heard this story. Durkin and I did this after last season ended. We did it more than once. Went through the roster and said, okay, 2 years from now, let's be really optimistic.
Who matters?
2 years from now, they're competing for a playoff spot. Who's on this team? And we found like 3.5 guys.
Yeah, I've never seen.
And I mean, and here we are.
Three and a half men.
Here we are.
It's the sequel.
You know, 10 months later.
Got 5.5 now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You might have 5.5.
Yeah, because you'll add in
Amos.
Eddie Goldman. I don't know about Amos. I know you got McPhee. You got Martellus Bennett. You got Kyle Long. I feel okay about those three guys.
And?
After that?
Yeah.
Got to love your punter. Of course, now he's hurt.
Sure. But Pat O'Donnell's got the most predictable sore knee in the history of sore knees. He's got a sore knee today, Terry. He punted 10 times and ran.
I didn't know that.
As well. He's got a sore knee.
I couldn't believe they're at the 46-yard line.
That's the one.
And you're punting.
And then two more times into the fourth.
And then you had Phil Sims, who apparently is huffing paint, talking about managing the clock to not give the Bears offense the ball back. And I'm thinking, are you at the game? Are you serious? How can a professional broadcaster have a, that is a rational analysis.
Yeah. He didn't want to change anything. Just keep doing what you're doing.
He'll be out before the season's over. Save that question for him. We always get him on at least once or twice during the season.
Oh,
save that
please.
Question for Phil Sims.
I'm pretty sure it was the hit he took from Wilbur Marshall in 1985. I think that's why. I think that's still ringing. I think that's why you have the Phil Simms you have today.
Dude, but his ability in the truck just say, "Dude,
he's a much better guest than he is an analyst."
Correct. That is true.
Much better
as an analyst.
Eons better.
His ability to consistently come in below my expectations is remarkable.
Yeah, is that very good? But when he's an actual guest, his thoughts are a lot different and a lot better. He actually has them. Even despite Wilbur Marshall.
And you know what you've done, Spiegs? The moment in the the fourth quarter, there is your cutaway to the Pike Place Fish Market, and everybody thinks of you. Immediately, we had, what did you say, fish in the air?
Yeah, or, I need a flying fish. Yep, and there it was.
There they were. There you had airborne ichthyological joy.
Yes. Pike Place Market and the flying salmon. What an attraction here.
Oh, what an attraction. Yeah.
I think the whole thing.
And the over comes in.
After you do Thursday night's game, I don't their Sunday is never any good. You notice that if they do a Sunday, sometimes they don't if there's not a big game. And I don't know why that was a big game, by the way. Why would you waste your time on your top
markets,
team
markets.
And make them work Thursday and send them to there?
That's one of their picks. That's one of their wild card picks. CBS getting an NFC game, and that's the one they chose. Congratulations, you've got the Bears.
Have you heard Simms on Madden?
On the game?
On the game.
Not in years. I haven't played in years.
I hadn't really noticed it, and I was overhearing because my kid had it up too loud from the basement. And it's one of the algorithmic bits of analysis that pops up from Simms on a random first down is something to the effect of, well, that's what you want is to keep getting first downs because it keeps your offense moving. And I'm thinking, that is a perfectly useless, mundane comment that fires automatically based on the way the game is programmed, yet is oddly realistic and completely something he would say over and over again in a game.
It's awfully Simsian.
It's like they loaded it all in. So you don't need the actual Phil Simms because the Madden Phil Simms works. It fires for you.
How could this be happening? I mean, this is their top team. This is their top broadcast team. How could this be happening? He must be huge in New York. I mean, he must be an absolute hero in New York.
The answer is it doesn't matter.
Let me ask you one question about Vic Fangio. Do you think...
Vic Fangio.
It's
Vic Fangio.
Vic Fangio. Yeah, I know,
he
I have to call him Fangio.
Some pressure.
Wait, one time yesterday, I actually...
So did Jim Tomsula.
There's another 40.
That's party.
You're going to lose your guy.
Tim Kawakami actually just lit that entire organization on fire like you wouldn't believe.
I love this country.
Well, they can get out of the Kaepernick deal with no money. They don't have to eat a dime after
that's
this year.
That's correct.
Because of the way they structured
that's
it.
That's how you structure a contract.
Well, nowadays, if you're smart and you get it early and it's a young cheap guy who just wants to get a bunch of money written on a piece of paper, that's how you do it.
Yeah. I don't know.
That guy should pay half of it to Jim Harbaugh, whatever he gets. It's not funny that as soon as Harbaugh's gone, he's bad.
Well, and he talked about how, you know,
in Michigan,
he mentioned something about that. What's Vic Fangio thinking with that 3-8 prevent defense? We had eight guys back on the goal line.
Did he not know what down it was?
I don't think he knew the down.
That's the only explanation.
That he thought it was third down? But they gave him
like
a first down
across the goal line.
He ran a 3-8 prevent, 20 seconds left. They had two timeouts.
See how long Russell Wilson stared at that before he snapped the ball? He's like,
okay,
what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, we'll take 12. You're going to give it to us.
He had to not know the down, or he thought they were out of timeouts.
That's just a special
day. There was something wrong.
Special day.
Hey, guys, Barry was at the celebration, the Cubs post-game celebration on Saturday in front of the 2,500 people as everybody was drowned in champagne on the field. And, you know, you went into it not knowing, you know, why are you doing this? But then it seemed to make a little sense.
Yeah, sitting upstairs knowing that they were going to do something after the game and then seeing Liriano shut them down the way they did, I thought it would be rather subdued and a little bit strange after losing two games, but once you got out,
to sound like Tellinger, you got to stop that.
Once you realize that Joe basically said to them, you know, look, not only do you deserve to celebrate, but I want you to go hard.
It's been a 6-month grind.
I want you to go hard. I want you to blow it out. I want you to understand what you've been through. Enjoy it, and then reset. and get ready for what's next. And they had themselves a good time, and they deserved
they
it. Absolutely deserved it.
What's the downside?
Well, a lot of people thought the timing was awful because they lost.
Screw
and I mean,
them.
Like, come
did
on.
They get criticized for that? Seriously?
Yeah, there was some.
And they got a lot of the celebrating third place.
Yeah, there was some, yeah.
So you have the goofy,
right.
you have
yeah, the goofy that system. That too. That they're not even you know, third place in their own division. How good right. can they be?
This was actively trying to not understand what's going on. That's
I don't
phony.
Understand the plan.
Okay, he was he around? Is he at the celebration?
He was supposed to be on Hit and Run yesterday morning, and he never showed up.
Who's
I
that?
Think the old sports writer was supposed to be in Sunday morning. Couldn't find his way. He said it's the Prudential Building. Couldn't find it.
Oh, he didn't.
You're going to have him in the studio.
Probably didn't understand the existence of a second Prudential Building.
Yeah, he might have gone to the other tower, so he never showed up. But
they said the Prudential Building.
But you can make fun of that. I mean, you have to really go out of your way to make fun of that because this was a 5-year plan, which they have accomplished in 4 years, and people can't seem to understand that either. That while there is no guarantee of them ever winning a World Series, there's no guarantee.
But that's not
the
point.
Idea right. is to put yourself in a position to compete for a playoff spot every year, not once, not go all in and do it once every 10 years or backload 50 contracts and be screwed for the next 10 years. It's to do it every single year. When you put yourself there, you have multiple chances to win a World Series. You get in, it's a crapshoot, you make the tournament, who knows? And that's what they've done in 4 years.
Got a 10-year window.
Starting with nothing. Starting with that, what Theo talked about it yesterday on Hit and Run. Think about what they had when they got here. They looked around
yeah, we'll
and
probably
went.
Probably get to some of Theo. I heard it was very good, and I
they had
really,
Starlin Castro.
Dear God, yeah, I mean they looked up at their board and
Javi
went.
Bias.
All right, we
yes,
have
that's right, and Bias.
Right, we
system.
Have no young players. We have no good old players. We have a lot of contracts. No farm system.
An outdated stadium,
and Jim Hendry's barrel was still there.
No front office. And our scouts are driving 72 Pintos.
that was the big one.
What do we, you know,
the stuff
what,
that had to
how
be
are we, how are we going to do this?
Remember, they had, you know, they had four guys in a department that the Yankees had 25 guys in terms right. of certain analytics and stuff like
their
that.
Their computers were Commodore 64s and TRS 80s at the time as well.
But they did have a working Betamax, so that's good.
I'll tell you this, depending on the rest of his career and what happens here, you could look back at the sign and flip of Scott Feldman as one of the all-time trades.
They did a bunch of those,
I know.
Though. And every time they traded a Feldman...
Why
they,
are you
they
trading
got
Paul Mahalem?
Seriously, every time.
They did give up Josh Harrison, by the way, in the Mahalem trade.
How about the screaming last year after Samardzija and Hamill? I mean, and they explained why.
I know.
It's
this
just,
proves they don't really want to win.
You know, some people in town you can't explain that to.
No, still can't.
Still can't, still, correct.
No, they'll...
Stick to your guns.
Up to, including and after winning a World Series,
right.
they'll still somehow be criticized.
Yeah, they're worried about the GOAT. No, all it's right. the GOAT. He's
all right,
a problem.
Boys.
All right, man, have some fun. Football things on the show
Why
today.
Why is there something happening that yeah. makes fun? John Fox at 2:15.
Have some hate and indignation.
Crap.
Yeah, it's just that,
deliver.
I'm at sea when it comes to the Bears. I'm sort of adrift. I don't know what connects to what and where land is and how I get back there because this doesn't mean anything.
Tell you what will save you apple picking on Sundays. Go do it instead.
I can't.
Go!
And pumpkin humping.
pumpkin humping.
That's farm? That's late Sunday.
Okay, I didn't know Sunday. That was an option.
Do they allow that
oh, yeah.
over there? Is there
oh,
a special
sure.
rule
oh,
for
yeah.
that?
Ooh, it's yeah. allow.
Yeah.
Come on.
You could just
you gotta live.
It. Come on.
There's...
I would love to see that on your criminal record. He was arrested for pumpkin humping in 2015.
Well, I can tell you stories from high school.
Bet you can. All right, dudes. Boards and Bernstein are next. We'll see if golf's back tomorrow. Speaks and golf, theoretically, tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. If you couldn't tear yourself away from the NFL on Sunday, you missed the climax to one of the greatest years in golf history. Almost as if it was scripted, Jordan Spieth made all the putts he needed to make and pulled away on the back nine to win the Tour Championship and the PGA Tour Playoffs and a $10 million bonus, meaning he earned more than $22 million playing golf in 2015. More important, Spieth.